CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we take a look at actual learning management system implementations and e-learning program rollouts. CyberWorks specializes in custom e-learning solutions and learning management systems for corporations, governments, and nonprofit institutions. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, and I'm the marketing director here at CyberWorks and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Viola Hamilton Wilkes of Neudrolics Incorporated about their use of the CyberWorks learning management system to train manufacturing employees.
And now we will begin our interview with Viola Hamilton Wilkes of Neudrolics Incorporated. Good afternoon, Viola. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Good afternoon, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Viola, for our audience, tell us about yourself and what you do for Neudrolics.
Well, I am the training manager for Neudrolics, and I have been in my position for approximately 1.5 years. My sole function at Neudrolics is developing the training program.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Just for our audience again, can you tell us about your company, Neudrolics, and the products they make so we have some sort of context?
Oh, sure. Neudrolics is a manufacturer of precision hydraulic components for the aerospace industry. And for those in your listening audience who know about aircraft parts, we actually manufacture manifolds, actuators, accumulators, solenoid valves, and a lot more.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. All right. You know, can you tell us what were some of the business factors that led your company to look for, investigate, and purchase a learning management system for your training needs?
Well, actually, that's a good question. Early on in my employment or in my position here, I realized that our existing method of tracking the training was not robust enough. Hmm. And we are a growing company. Our staff is getting larger, and we work in what's called a regulatory environment.
Hmm.
We have people that we have to answer to. And while we were compliant with the basic requirements, it was evident that more could be done. So our company was ready for the suggestion to look at some systems that might enhance what we were currently doing.
Okay, so just so we know, what is that regulating body? Is it the FDA? It's probably not the FDA, but what organization is it?
FAA, for one, which is the Federal Aviation Agency.
Okay.
And we are also under ISO standards, the International Standard of Organization. We're under AS standards, which is the aerospace standard.
So, Viola, there's three standards, the FAA, the ISO 9000, and the ones for the aerospace industry, correct?
And others.
And others.
We're also accountable to EASA. That's the European version of the FAA. So we have global accountability.
Wow. Boy, that's a lot of regulation. that's intense. Okay. So can you tell me, can you give me a brief overview of who is actually using the CyberWorks learning management system at your company?
Well, we use CyberWorks primarily for tracking purposes.
Mm-hmm.
So that said, I am the system's sole administrator. We do have support from our IT team on the back end in terms of system needs that come up, but I take care of user functions, things like setting up courses and classes and general data entry.
Okay. Now, I understand that your company is using the CyberWorks Survey Competency Management and Schedule Simulator modules. Did you have any special training constraints that were taken into account for your system's configuration?
Well, on the survey module and the competency module, We haven't really started to use them yet. I mean, they're available to us. They were part of our initial purchase, but we've been more focused on posting results. However, your company has actually been working on a custom schedule simulator for us.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked for a customized solution, and Dave Box has been working diligently on making that happen. So we are actually looking forward to its completion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that sounds great. Now, I know you're not doing traditional e-learning, but can you tell me about some of the courses that you're configuring and, you know, tracking in the system?
Well, interestingly enough, we are tracking both OJT, which is on-the-job training, as well as classroom training.
Okay.
We have our supervisory staff responsible for basically indicating every single piece of training that occurs out there in our shop. And then I take that data and convert it into a course that I can then post results in CyberWorks. And we also have quite a bit of live classroom training as well. The types of training, for instance, that we would use our classroom for, we have some equipment that, of course, you learn on the job, but to understand some of the fundamentals of the equipment, we actually have to have classroom training. And we're able to work with subject matter experts here at our company who assist me in developing the modules that will be taught to the employees. We will teach them how to work on an oscilloscope, for example. We're working on some training for hysteresis. We have human factors training. You know, again, I mentioned earlier some of the regulatory elements that we answer to, and they like to make sure that our employees have received human factors training. And what that is basically is the acknowledgement that people make parts, and sometimes people need additional training on being careful in what they're doing, just the human things that happen in the day-to-day work environment.
Well, that sounds really interesting. Can you tell us about your customer experience working with CyberWorks?
You know, actually, that's a good question, because when we initially purchased the system, it was a very unusual experience for me in that, remember when computers first came out? When computers first came into the workplace, I mean, everybody was like, oh, my goodness, how are we going to learn all this? This is so different, so foreign. You know, we were so attached to our typewriters and our other little technology that was prevalent then. And mm-hmm. that's how I felt when I got the CyberWorks learning management system. I said, oh, this is going to be a lot of new stuff to learn and a whole new way of thinking and looking at what we do. So initially there was a slight struggle, but because your crew there, Donahue and Mary Polyberti were incredible in helping us to the path of proficiency. So it's been a good learning experience and a good experience working with your company, because they really did make sure that we had the opportunity and the time to, you know, gain the understanding that we needed to have in order to work with the system. And I am very thankful for that, and have thanked them on a number of occasions for their patience.
Well, we thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to share before we wrap this up in terms of working with CyberWorks? I know you're a really busy lady, so is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
Well, it's been a good experience, and I especially appreciate the fact that we've been able to take the data from CyberWorks and upload the data into the state. We have a contract with the state of California. And through this contract, it's an ETP, Employment Training Panel,
mm-hmm.
we have to report the training that we've done. Well, it's really burdensome to have to enter data into CyberWorks and then have to also enter data into the state site. Working together with your team and our IT team here, we were able to get everything that the state needed into CyberWorks, and then simply upload that data so that it's one-stop shopping. You know, you enter it one place and you're done. So that's a great benefit to us. So mm-hmm. wanted to share that with you as well.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, listen, thanks for your time. I know you're a real busy lady, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay, and thank you for the interview. I appreciate you taking the time to ask about our experience.
Sure, sure. This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. I wish to thank you for listening to our interview with Viola Hamilton Wilkes of Newdrolix on the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.